Rosemary Martorana, Director of Intelligence here at the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness, and you're listening to Intelligence Unclassified. This podcast is exactly what the title states, unclassified information about current trends in homeland security for the state of New Jersey, as well as educational information and resources for your awareness. If this is your first time listening, then thanks for coming. Please feel free to add this podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes. You can also follow NJOHSP on Twitter at NJOHSP and Facebook. All links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov.
Hello, my name is Matt Kaczynski. I'm a senior planner with the New Jersey Office of Homeland Security and Preparedness. Today, I'm joined by my colleague and OHSP subject matter expert on the petroleum sector, Dennis Sample, State Critical Infrastructure Coordinator and OHSP's liaison to the petroleum sector. Today, we will be discussing New Jersey's petroleum industry, the recent Colonial Pipeline incidents, and the sector's efforts to enhance resiliency in the state. Now, Dennis, New Jersey has a very large petroleum industry. Can you give us some idea of the scope of the industry compared to other states?
Matt, New Jersey is an important petroleum hub, acting as a transit point for petroleum products like gasoline on their way to the Northeast United States, including New York City. The state has four pipelines, Sunoco, Harbor, Colonial, and Buckeye pipelines that run through it. New Jersey also maintains the ability to refine their own petroleum products at two refineries located in Paulsboro and in Linden. Furthermore, New Jersey has the largest petroleum bulk terminal storage capacity outside of the Middle East, with the ability to store over 75 million barrels of petroleum products. With all of that petroleum infrastructure, New Jersey has a lot of redundancy in place to be able to handle impacts to the supply chain. In fact, just the sheer number of storage terminals creates a redundancy in storage capacity alone.
Well, that leads to my next question. With all that redundancy in place, why did we still see supply shortages following Hurricane Sandy?
Well, that's a good question. While it is true that New Jersey can withstand most impacts to the petroleum supply chain, the geographic proximity of most of the infrastructure to the ocean creates a flooding hazard. Flooding can cause a number of issues depending on the severity. If the water is high enough that trucks can't get fuel, then there is no way to keep gasoline stations around the state fully stocked. However, another major issue that we saw during Sandy was the danger that saltwater poses to the electric infrastructure at petroleum facilities. The petroleum subsector is very heavily reliant on electricity for its operations, and as a result, saltwater flooding can cause major issues. If the floodwater was made up entirely of freshwater, the electrical components of pumps, for example, would be fine. They would just need to be dried out. Saltwater, on the other hand, is corrosive and doesn't react well with the copper inside electrical infrastructure, effectively destroying the infrastructure and requiring replacements that may take time.
If the close proximity to the ocean is such a potential hazard, especially for a state that is threatened by hurricanes and tropical storms, why do the petroleum companies stay here?
Well, in short, they have to. Staying near a large body of water like the oceans or large rivers provides access to larger ports, which means that they can get direct access to shipping for maritime services for either receiving product or sending it out. In addition, the low-lying areas where many of the petroleum storage facilities are located were a strategic choice. Even though they pose a flood risk, the low elevation makes pumping product into the terminals more efficient because gravity pushes the product.
Then is there anything these petroleum storage facilities can do to better prepare for future coastal storms?
In response to Sandy, facilities in New Jersey have made some strategic moves to enhance their natural disaster resiliency, like raising electrical infrastructure, installing stronger storm doors and waterproof walls, moving loading for trucks to higher ground, and even installing systems that allow for gravity loading trucks and barges if electricity is down.
The Colonial Pipeline, which starts in Texas and terminates in New Jersey, encountered a leak in September, which was followed on October 31st with an explosion. Can you shed light on what happened and what effects we saw in New Jersey due to these incidents?
In September, the section of the Colonial Pipeline that runs through Alabama experienced a leak. The cause of the leak is still unknown at this time. As a result, Colonial had to shut down the leaking line until the necessary repairs could be made. Shutting it down had the unfortunate effect of diminishing the gasoline supply, causing the price to go up at the pump, particularly in the southeastern states on the pipeline route. Colonial used their second line, normally used to ship petroleum distillates, to ship gasoline. This meant at least some gasoline could flow through the states that really needed it. That said, New Jersey experienced no noticeable effects. As I discussed earlier, New Jersey has the benefit of a very robust petroleum infrastructure, including its three other pipelines and two refineries that served the state until the pipeline could be repaired. The southeastern states that saw price increases of as much as 30 cents a gallon do not have the same luxury. They rely on the Colonial Pipeline for the vast majority of their fuel needs and have no refineries capable of producing large quantities of gasoline. As for what happened in late October, crews working on the pipeline just a few miles from the September leak location accidentally hit the pipe with a track hoe, igniting the gasoline inside and causing an explosion and subsequent fire. At the outset, this looked worse than the leak, especially because one person died in the blast and others were sent to the hospitals with injuries. However, to Colonial's credit, they repaired the pipeline very quickly and got it restarted less than a week later on the morning of November the 6th. For the same reasons that the leak had no effect on New Jersey in September, the explosion had no noticeable effect on the state either. Some may point out that the large price increase at the pump, but that would be incorrect. The timing of the pipeline explosion happened to coincide with the 23-cent gas tax taking effect in the state. Any increase in price was likely the result of that and not the pipeline explosion.
We talked about the efforts the petroleum sector has taken to enhance their resiliency to ensure the reliability of New Jersey's fuel supply chain. What efforts has NJOHSP taken to assist the petroleum industry in these endeavors?
Interesting that you asked that question. As you can tell from other answers, the petroleum sector is very resilient on their own, with the exception of unavoidable issues that come with the flooding from saltwater that we discussed earlier. In 2014, the United States Department of Homeland Security, along with assistance from our office, conducted a regional resiliency assessment project for the petroleum sector in New Jersey. From that project, we were able to provide our petroleum facilities with SLOSH models for their facilities. SLOSH is an acronym for Sea, Lake, Overland, Surge from Hurricane. These printed models showed each facility what the impact of flooding would be to each facility as a result of a Category 1 hurricane. By studying these models, these facilities have been able to estimate the potential damage that they would receive from hurricane flooding and prepare in advance by repositioning portable recovery equipment and being able to determine which of their storage tanks may still be usable for distributing product.
That's great information. Thank you for your time, Dennis.
You're quite welcome, Matt.
For more information about the petroleum sector in New Jersey and the Colonial Pipeline incidents, please go to our website at njohsp.gov, where you can find information that includes sector information, threats to the sector, and preparedness efforts related to the petroleum sector in New Jersey and across the country. Any other questions about the petroleum sector can be sent to preparedness at njohsp.gov.
Again, all links can be found in the show notes and on our website at www.njohsp.gov. Thanks again for listening, and don't forget to subscribe to Intelligence Unclassified.